Welcome to step 8 of the Healing Essentials. This one is called the Healing Crisis. And I want to bring your awareness to this because everything that we have talked about thus far is to bring you to the shift of change. The healing crisis can happen at any part of your journey. And as you continue your journey and you peel back more layers, it can happen more than once. I had touched on this prior with triggers and coping. We were talking about initiating coping skills. And that was one piece of the whole pie. You are going to eat and enjoy the whole pie of all of its nutritious goodness. And this healing crisis can manifest in many ways. It can manifest as a cold-like symptoms, maybe flu-like symptoms, maybe a week of depression. It can manifest as fear, as anxiety and panic attacks when you've never had those before. Have the awareness. You have been working on awareness and understanding yourself and your changes and your boundaries and your goals. When you are making such great subconscious shifts as you are through this Healing Essentials protocol, tips, whatever you want to call it, you are changing yourself at a molecular level. Your body is programmed to react by checks and balances, hormones, enzymes, controlled by the brain, and the brain can be altered by your decision and your awareness. We are making changes in all three simultaneously. We are shifting and changing at a cellular, molecular level, which is powerful, which is beautiful. Your body has been trained for what, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, to react in a certain way because your brain has not known any better or has programmed it to do so. And the body just follows your direction. You tell it what to do. Most of the time it does it. And it puts things into autopilot, into your subconscious, so it can work on other things and process and problem solve everything in your working space. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Beautiful machine that we have. A beautiful tool at our disposal every day. But now we're changing it. And now we're telling it, I don't want you to do that anymore. I want you to do this. And that is a hard shift. That does not happen overnight. It is a process. It is having the awareness and making that conscious decision to change with every thought and every action that we do through the day. And the body, being the great team that it is going to let you know when things are off, as you well know. And so just as for this change, it's going to say, hey, this is not normal. This is not what you have told me to do for the last 30 to 80 years. Why are we changing now? Do you know that things are changing? This is stressing me out. Are you sure? Because that's how the body talks with you. And here is pivotal. For most, they say, oh, this don't feel good. This must be wrong. This must not be working. And they go back to old patterns for that instant gratification, to the sugar, to the negative thought processes that make them feel safe, that make them feel normalized. And the body's like, aha, I knew you didn't want to change. I knew this was off. And it goes back to old patterns. But it's also during this healing crisis, this time of change, this time of pitching out the old and in with the new, that when you say, I will work through this and I will get through this and I am about this change and I am dedicated, I've made the decision and my why is unaltering, and this cold or this discomfort is temporary. I've already been through so much pain and discomfort. This one is temporary and is empowering for the next level. And you get through that. You have now told your body to reprogram. And it says, okay, the mind and brain and awareness know best. And it reconfigures. And it moves you forward. Now, we may have to reconfigure many times in our life. For me, my first true healing crisis came when I had finished my undergrad. And I had went through all of my Reiki trainings up to teacher. And as I worked with my teacher, they brought some deep-seated issues up that I had stuffed away. And I felt, after going through all of that spiritual and emotional transformations, I got really sick. I had like flu-like symptoms for a long time. I couldn't get out of bed. It was the first time I felt like a depression, and I called and I was explained this healing crisis. And so as my body was healing, as I was laying in my bed, I pulled my mantras and I pulled my meditations and I kept hold of my vision and I worked with myself. There was nothing that was able to distract me. And I came out of that as a whole new person, empowered in a different way I had ever felt empowered, understanding my purpose and my alignment. And it is powerful and it is beautiful, and you deserve to feel that. You know, there is truth to the sayings, you know, it's darkest before the light, or it gets messier before it gets cleaner, or life goes in waves with its hard times and its good times. And be gentle with your ebb and flow. Not all pain is bad. Not all stress is bad. Not all discomfort is bad. Most of them can be very good and very productive. It's going to come down to how you view it and how you react to it and how you transform that energy. You have all of this energy inside of your body, and it can be causing stress and turmoil and dis-ease. Because we don't know what to do with it. We process it wrong. We think bad or negatively. And the thing is, we can't just push it away. We can't just make it go away. That's not how energy works. Energy can never be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. And you are a creator. And you are in control of your body and your mind and your awareness. So you have full control over the energy and the chemical reactions happening within your body. And that is so powerful. And I hope you've come to know that through this process, that it is a knowing deep within your gut, and that you smile when you know it and you feel it. So you have the power to take the energy that is causing a breakdown in the body and to transform it into a jumping board to propel your body into healing, into a vibrancy, into health and abundance. Do not have fear of the dis-ease that you are on this healing journey from. And do not have fear of what is to come on the journey. You are powerful. And you have made it all the way through the healing essentials. You have all the essentials, the tools, the secrets to success. And I cannot say it enough of how proud I am of you for making it here and for doing the work, doing the journaling, understanding yourself. This is hard work. Come back to these anytime you need. This doesn't end. So embrace it, embody it, make it part of you, and watch how your health and your life flourish.